TY Mobile.
KO4 NUE. KO4 QLD.
Go ahead.
We got some fuel right quick. I'm about out.
KO4 NUE, clear.
4 QLD, I'm clear there.
TY, KO4 NUE. What you doing, Pastor Chad?
Hey, what's up, Daniel? You doing all right? It's KO4 NUE. Just headed over to Chris' house to help him get a few things on the radio straightened out. How about you?
Buddy moved today, so I think this is the fifth time I've helped him move, so I'm going to reevaluate our friendship.
You're exactly right. I would definitely try to reevaluate or just say, hey, look, dude, we're going to be friends, but I'm not doing this again.
So I'm not going to bitch dip, but I'm sure you'll get the hint once I say it. He has a giant metal box with a giant door on the front to keep things contained, and I'm going to apparently help him move this stupid thing. He's got like a 12-foot long deep freezer and a bunch of other things. He's pretty much, I'm helping him move all the major stuff, so this should be fun.
You've got, there's a company out there that sells the bolt-on wheels for those things. You just bolt the wheels on it and hook a trailer hitch to it and take off. That would be my suggestion.
I thought of that. I thought he should get something like that, but apparently he's going to build a little platform. He wanted to keep it standing up, and I told him I did not feel comfortable having this big metal box standing up while we try to roll up a ramp. So I told him, no, let's just lay it down outside and strap it to some casters at least, and then hoist it up.
Be careful. Y'all be careful. Those things can be heavy.
Yes, I think this is it'll hold 42, I think. So it's not small by any means. But now I heard you all talking to Chris. I couldn't really make Chris out that much. I didn't know if it was my radio or his, but I thought I wanted to chime in and at least say hi to you.
We're going to get that fixed today. Matter of fact, this morning. He's stuck on a handy. And we're going to get that straightened out for him today.
Oh, are y'all going to put those 2980s in?
Yeah.
I think he's going to really enjoy that. And he'll get a lot better signal because that's what, 80 watts?
80, that's right.
Teach me when I'm in Camden next time.
That's right. When are you coming camping?
I literally am trying to make it through this month. But I was almost thinking January is going to free up a lot. Or, you know, free up for, you know, more. So I was thinking that may be a good time. But also I was talking to Patrick about... And he said something about the three or four of us getting together again soon.
Yeah. We might talk with Patrick. Let's see. Maybe get us three of us on a three-way conversation or something. And maybe in December, maybe. I don't know. We'll work it out. But that sounds like a good idea.
What I was thinking was, I know that he's got one or two antennas he actually needs help putting up. I didn't know if maybe we want to go over to Penrose and help him put up those antennas and make him burn us some burgers.
That's exactly what we'll do. I got me a little slingshot thing I made. And we'll try that. If that don't work, then we'll get us a launcher. But, yeah, if you talk with him, pin him down to a day, and we'll go up there and get them things up.
Is the slingshot so we can shoot the person who's trying to throw the string up?
Used for both. So, it's got a heavy sinker on the end of it, slingshot with a fishing rod on the bottom of it. And we'll give it to you and let you try. If you can't get it over the limb on the first target, then we'll just start shooting you with the slingshot.
That sounds good. No, I think that would be fun. But no, I was thinking we should go up there and help him put up his antenna and hang out, see what he's got going on.
That'll work. You gonna talk to him about it? You want me to?
About it. I'll try to nail down like two different dates and kind of see what we'll turn that towards you. Like you said, maybe we'll just jump on a three-way call or something and just talk shortly.
That'll work. Just shoot me a text and let me know where when to call or whatnot. We'll meet up. I've just been really busy past week and a half with the club and all, but things have started to settle down just a little bit, so we'll get it straightened out.
I know you've been busy, but did you hear me laughing over there? I was laughing really hard when you said send you a text and you would respond.
Respond. It was just, 4 days later, but I did respond.
I just picking on you. Yeah, I know. Well, you did respond, so you are correct. But anyways, I just wanted to say hi real quick while I heard you on the radio. And I'm going to go ahead and I'll just let you help Chris today. I hope you guys have a good day. And if I hear y'all on while I'm traveling about, while I'm headed to the hospital to see about my back, I will jump on. But this is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, wait just a minute. What do you mean, what's going on with your back?
I moved this giant metal box.
I understand. Okay. All right, bud. I'm going to clear on out then. Dan, you have a wonderful day, and it was a pleasure talking to you, bud. I'll be 73. I'm going to clear on out. KO4NUE.